sagetoday.com/50.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
The number you have reached, 656-6847, has been changed. The new number is 501-276-6567-0139-86-458-3-557-1604-276. Please make a note of it.
Crossed over if I never had.
I was like, you know why I was paying attention? I didn't get those notes. Oh, you play those again?
Yeah,
no. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Got a guy who works here that I don't even know very well, who just cost me a lot of money.
Really?
Yeah. He's, like a name him, but he's got a concealed carry, and he just showed me what he carries. It's one of the most beautiful handguns I've ever seen. And now I have to have it. Now, see, that's part of the sickness. That's part of the sickness. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's the second last day of May. It's the 30th of May. I know. Sad, but sort of not sad. Because that means in 2 days it'll be June, which means it's not too long till our next holiday. And I am already due for time
for
off.
A day off. Yeah.
That's right. Oh, boy, where to start today? I had a rare, great, not good, but great experience with a service technician who came to my house today. It was unbelievable in the fact that it was surprisingly, the guy was so stunningly efficient. And I'll tell you about it and what it was later, but it's just the opposite of what 95% of experiences are when you have to have somebody come out of the house to do yeah. something. I mean, night and day. Do we have any Burke segment?
Nope.
Oh, I do. I have one quick thing today.
This is our control board operator, Peon. What do you have?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I mentioned a couple times I have a side job where I bartend. And
you're not as good as that guy on our Facebook page.
No, I can't compare to... I'm more of a speed bartender. Not. I don't have any talent to be flashy, but... So I was bartending over this past weekend, and, you know, everybody thinks bartending's a pretty, you know, almost like a glamorous job.
I don't.
You know,
I think it's hard.
Well, okay, it could be a hard job, but there are also some things that go along with it. Like I mentioned last week, I had to kick a 21-year-old girl out of the bar the other night.
So you get the power.
And I forgot, was she really good-looking?
No, not really.
Easier to kick out when they're not good looking.
I think so, yes. And the fact that she was obnoxious, even if she was attractive, the obnoxious factor would have, canceled all the beauty.
Depends on how attractive.
So this past weekend, I want to say it was about 1 or 1:30 a.m. It's getting close to shutdown time. So I had a quick break, so I ran to the bathroom. We have two bathrooms on the inside of the bar. And so I went in there, and I went to the one that's not frequented as much, because you know that way I can get in and out. I walk in the bathroom, and there is this heavyset gentleman on the toilet with the door, stall door, just wide open.
Now, when you say heavyset, how much would you
say?
Oh,
I would say he's easy, probably almost 300 pounds.
Okay.
Yes.
If you'd said 230... You'd be fired. You'd have been fired on the spot.
But the stall door was just wide open.
No, no, some
sitting
guys
there
that.
With his pants around the ankles.
No, should be
oh,
should be kicked
goodness.
Out. Did you kick him out?
Well, who's gonna go? Are you gonna go put your hands on this
no,
gentleman while he's on the toilet?
He's done.
Wait until he's done.
There ought to, one,
if
there
it
ought
was earlier
sign,
in the night, I probably would have.
There ought to be a sign that says, if you're pooping, this door should be closed, or you will be asked to leave the premises.
Oh, my goodness.
But I don't,
a, I mean,
we talked about this before, though, guys who just, there's no modesty.
Right.
I don't get a, that. A guy no. who could just sit there and everybody walks in and see. I don't get that.
Especially, yeah, because I'm like you. Unless it's an emergency, that's something for home. Home turf only.
That's right.
That's the home base. You know, you don't... But boy, this guy, yeah, just looked like he did not. I mean, and I had to lock eyes with him too. You know, that's with the door
why
wide open.
Why did you have to lock eyes?
Well, because it's a smaller bathroom, so there's the stall facing one way, and then the urinal is pretty close to the stall. So I had to almost come face to face with him before I turned to the right to hit the urinal. So we locked eyes, and it was very uncomfortable, very awkward. But yeah. So that was...
You didn't say something stupid like, so what are you doing, pooping?
And no, I didn't say any. I got out of there as fast as I could. It was...
How about guys that actually try to... And you've known guys, try to strike up a conversation.
Oh.
I don't even care if they're at the urinal next to you. I don't want to talk to you.
No.
While you are peeing,
I'm not a big fan of conversations going on. No, you can... there's other time for that, but that's all I had. That's the exciting life I lead.
Let's see if Dan Strauss has any Burke segment. Dan,
holy moly!
Do you have anything?
I have a couple of things.
Well, let's go.
If you'd like.
Let's get this party started.
First of all, John Londoff, who will be on at 3:30, I will be thanking him immensely because my transmission is doing something weird. So there's a tow truck here to pick my car up, and then I'm getting a car to drive because my car's still under warranty. So it's been a very strange couple of hours. I mean, everything was going fine, and then all of a sudden...
See, that never lasts.
I know.
Especially with car issues.
And then all of a sudden, boom. It's like...
I saw a bumper sticker one time. It says, stuff happens.
That's a good bumper sticker. Yeah. I wish I'd have thought of that.
It's true. It really does.
So I just
So that's your Berkshire?
I just left the tow truck guy, so he's bringing the...
That's not a great story.
Taking the car over to Londo.
That's not a good story.
The guy from the place with the car did call, and he says, Mr. Stramfitz? And I'm like...
Well, you know, yours is a very tough name, Strauss.
I know.
You look at that and you go, how do you pronounce that?
Yeah, I can't quite
Stramfitz?
I think his name is Levi.
And Dan, well, you said what? You said, no, it's Strauss. He goes, well, I gave it my best shot.
Yeah.
Did he tell you that?
Yeah. He goes, I gave it my best shot. And I said,
no,
really?
You didn't. You put an M in it.
I said, it's really not that difficult. And
maybe somebody hand wrote it instead of, is that correct?
Yep.
Hand wrote?
Maybe somebody wrote it by
handwritten
hand.
Or hand wrote.
It was
maybe
hand,
it was handwritten. Thank you, Tina.
So hand wrote is not even a word.
I don't think I've ever heard.
Boy, I'm always lost with one.
Just say handwritten.
You're a grammatical failure.
I really cannot grasp.
You're embarrassing to every teacher that ever had you as a student.
Say somebody writ it with their hands.
Yeah. You ever hear anybody? And when I was a kid in the hick. Sticks of the South, they'd say, well, I'm going to learn him something.
Yes.
I'll learn you a thing or two.
Yeah.
That'll learn you.
People always say,
that'll learn you.
Why don't you? I have a mosquito bite. I have to itch it.
Yes.
They do that.
My
all the
wife
time.
Used
like,
to do that.
It,
yeah.
No. My wife did that, and I finally put a stop to that, as I did with lots of things that she did. I had to just completely turn her around. But she says, oh, I can't stop itching this.
No, you're not itching it.
It's itching.
You're scratching it.
A lot of people say
scratching
that.
Itch.
Well,
that's
scratching
wrong.
It because it itches.
That's right. Wrong. Anything else?
So, no, that was it.
Right.
I'm getting a car here in a little while,
okay,
too.
You said that. Thank you. A good Burke segment. I enjoyed it immensely. Now, on our Facebook page, and we're going to take some calls because the phones are ringing. So, Dan, grab these calls. We're going to write to the phones. But while I'm thinking of this, Peon has added another video to our Facebook page, and it's hilarious. It's a little boy. I think he looks to be 7, 8.
Yeah.
He's coming out from being put under for some kind of procedure or surgery.
But it looks like a broken arm.
His
arm was in a cast.
And he's waking up, and he's still under that anesthetic or whatever it is. And it is the funniest thing. Because his mom and dad are there with a video camera.
And I guess it's his grandma. Then he call her Gigi?
Yeah, something, yeah.
But it's the way he's talking to him. Like, when he looks up and he asks his mom, he goes, "Hey, how come there are two of you?"
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And they ask his dad, he goes, "Hey, Dad, what's up, man?" I mean, all of a sudden he starts talking to him like he's a gang member. It's just funny. He's a funny little kid. So it's on Facebook.com/AMThePM. Now, before we go to the phones, I'm a little bit disturbed is not a word, because it's not something that'll hurt anybody or that's necessarily wrong. But I went into the men's room a while ago to relieve myself of my Coke that I drank.
All right.
That I drank. And at the sink is the new guy, Martin Kilcoyne, washing makeup off his face.
Really?
Oh. Wow, that's something you don't see every
day. It's radio. Now, I say it was makeup because, first of all, I've never seen a guy wash his face in our restaurant.
No, I don't think I washed my face during the course
of the
day.
But he was actually really washing.
Scrubbing
it
up.
Yeah, rubbing his face. And I said, you know, we don't really usually wear makeup here, the rest of us, on the radio.
Right.
And he didn't really say too much. I don't think he likes me. But I why else would you be scrubbing your face? I think these TV people, they're so used to wearing makeup that they really aren't comfortable without it.
Without it. Well, yeah, because you'd probably look at them. You're used to seeing them on television.
Hey, you don't look like you look
yeah,
like,
yeah. What is this?
How come you don't look the same?
Maybe he was on television before he got
Wait.
I don't think so.
Joe Hipperson.
Another
wears
one.
Some makeup. Yeah,
absolutely. Oh. Does and he admits it.
Eyeliner.
I don't know if he does that anymore.
You think he's out of the eyeliner?
I think he's out of the makeup game.
Well, good. That's a phase that he needed to get past. But I just wanted to bring it up. I'm not saying that Kilcoyne looked bad. He looked good. I mean, he did look good. Now, I didn't see him after he washed his face. He might not have looked that good.
Oh, yeah.
So you might see Martin Kilcoyne sometime at Sephora.
In a what?
At Sephora, right? Is that what it's called?
What does that mean?
Sephora? It's a makeup store.
How do you know that?
Yeah, how do you know that? How would you know that?
I've gone in there plenty of times with my daughter.
Sephora.
I've never gone with my daughter. Wait, hold on. Wait a second. Hold on. What dad goes with his daughter, who's 14, to a makeup store? 15.
Oh, he drags her to the store. He's like, come on.
Drag is a good word.
Yeah, we go shopping all the time.
She's like,
I've never accompanied my daughter to the makeup store.
Dad, I don't want to go to the mall again. Well, we're going.
We're going, and I want to look at some purses. I'm going to check some cosmetics and purses, whether you want to go or not.
So. You say you love that section, don't you?
What's that?
Cologne and perfume and all that stuff. Don't you hang out in there a lot?
Yeah.
We got calls. You want to take some calls?
Yeah.
Let's do that, then we have some business to take care of and some fun stuff. And all. Have another cannibal joke for later today, because I still want to pay tribute to that great story from a couple days ago of that guy eating another guy's face off.
Did you hear more details about that?
No.
The poor guy, he's in critical condition.
The guy that got his face eaten?
Yeah, they said about 75% of his face is gone.
Guy ought to be allowed to die.
His nose and everything above his goatee is gone.
I want to die. I do not want to be living with my face eaten off.
Down to the skull.
See, that chimpanzee woman? If I were the woman who had her hands eaten off and her face, I would be mad at the people that saved me. I'm not kidding. I'd go, what were you thinking when you went to all that trouble to save me? I have no eyes. I have no face. I have no hands.
Does he have
How
she's
got
dare a face
you?
Now. I think she. But think
no,
she's got a
she's
newer
got
face.
A fake face. She can't see. She heard the ape chewed her face
off. But there's a lot of people that live with
blindness. What about
the
poor gal, the college gal, that her leg's gone up to her hip, her feet are gone, her other foot's gone, both of her
hands? That's the flesh-eating bacteria.
Yeah.
Well, I am...
No hands, no feet,
I am weak, and I don't have a strong will, and I'm not these heroic-type people. I am a baby...
Overcoming obstacles.
Right. I don't want to do that.
I don't want
people praising me for my strength. I don't care if they say, wow, what a P word. He just couldn't take it. That's okay. Take me out of here. I don't want to not have a face and have animals chewing my body parts off and then still be rolling around on something.
Mm.
I don't want to live like that. So I admire those people. I'd like to be one of them. But I don't think I would be if it happened. Let's go to the phones. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free. It's 888 550 KTRS. And here is Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Frank. Hello, gang.
It's Bill,
hey,
everybody.
Hi, Bill.
What's up, Bill?
AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And just real quick, is hearing the story about the urinal and everything made me think back to a few years when I was with a few friends and we were imbibing at one of our local establishments, and I had gone to use the restroom, kind of like you, to relieve what I had been drinking, and I finished up and was washing my hands when a buddy of mine came in, followed by another gentleman, and they both proceeded to use the urinal. Well, as you know, sometimes when you're a guy, as you're relieving yourself, other muscles relax.
Oh, yeah.
And,
No,
yeah, my friend broke wind. Yep, there you go. And not to be outdone, the guy next to him sat there and about 5 seconds later broke wind. Now, nobody said anything, but they both finish up, and the guy gets done, and as he's walking out, goes, "Hey, nice chatting with you."
Oh, that's
well, they communicated with gas.
Yeah.
It was gas awesome. Communication.
And I thought that was, I still think back on that. That was very funny.
That's very funny. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
Now, before I take the next call, I'd like to address something, if I could, and I dedicate this to every guy 50 and over. Something weird happens, and I don't know the year that it happened, but when I get up in the morning, the first thing I do is I pee. I cannot do it without that.
Really?
I'm not you. It's going to happen to you. No,
it'll happen to you.
No, it is beyond. It's going to happen to you. I never through my whole life until these last couple of years.
Every morning.
Every morning. I'm glad Tina thinks this is funny.
And your wife.
But here's the problem. If you're visiting somebody, that's why I can't stay at other people's houses. Because it's every morning. And I don't know why. Why is that?
Does it have to be loud, or is it?
Oh, no, it's loud. It's gunfire. It's not just a little loud. And it's every morning. It's like simultaneously. I do one, you relax, and then that happens.
Is it usually odoriferous?
No, it's free of odor. It's just
those are good ones. Those are okay. Air. I think those are just I think
it's
those
just
are
pressure
because that can at least you can get away with those, especially like it,
right.
Besides the sound, you can get away with that if you're at somebody else's house.
Right.
But if it's one that
is
you
it
know,
true if you pull your butt cheeks apart, it's not as loud.
Oh, good grief! Good night.
I've never heard that.
Oh, we used to do that in church because you slide them out on the pew.
And then you
slide what you know.
And then it skips down the pew to the next person.
Yeah. But if your cheeks are apart, your thing is not as loud.
Yeah, it just goes like that.
Wow, you learn a lot here.
Yeah,
we were in church one time, and someone did that, and it was at the quietest point
where it was.
It was a quiet point, and someone did that, and I looked over at my son, and I started laughing. And it was one of those church laughs. And you can't
you're
stop
to
laughing.
Stifle it and you
and
can't.
I started drooling and I could not stop laughing. I had to leave.
Oh yeah, but if you're sitting straight down on a pew and you let one fire, it reverberates up wood.
It's like a dribbling basketball. It can actually come back
pew.
And bounce back at you and back in the pew.
Yes.
And the great thing about a church is you can't tell where it's coming from because it reverberates like through the whole place.
And
all you do then is look real dirty at the guy next to you like, what the heck? And it was you.
And that's you're sitting you in your own pew.
That's right. Thank
yes.
you. That's an old joke, but that's a good one.
Confucius say?
Man who passed gas in church sit in own pew. Yeah. That's a good one. Let's go to Claire. Hello, Claire. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm Eamon PM.
Thank you, Claire.
You know, I just never stop learning every
no,
time.
It is more educational than NPR or any public broadcasting.
Truly. And like, I've even gone to the point of rescheduling patients I see so I can catch at least an hour of you guys.
Oh.
You are so awesome.
What kind of patients?
You're a good therapist or doctor or whatever you are. What are you?
Child and family therapist.
Wow.
Psychiatric.
Good for you. Who cares about people's mental health when you can take time to listen to this show?
Well, you know what? This is a therapy tool. I use it in my practice. You guys need to listen to frank opinions.
Well, if you're
in
a better mood, you're going to be better able to serve your patients.
Absolutely. But I'm calling you because you did and said something, I think it was about last week, about those flaps with the post-dispatch.
Yes.
I have since canceled my paper delivery as a result of that. I swear to God, I hated that so much. I'd rip him off with a vengeance. And when I heard you say it, I couldn't get on the phone fast enough and didn't get through. But, Frank, thank you.
Thank you for acting on it, because maybe the Post will get the message and stop putting those stupid... here's what the advertisers need to know. But the people who are paying for those need to know. I rip it off. I don't even pay any attention to whose ad it is. I just want to get it off of there. Mm-hmm. It's in the way.
I can't get it off fast enough. I haven't even recycled that part. I'll recycle the rest of the paper, but I'm so pissed.
Good for you. That's we have to take this into our, as consumers, our own hands and put an end to it.
Yeah, I hope you, over the phone when you canceled, you said why. The flap on the front of the paper?
I did. Absolutely did.
Well,
yes.
Like, we can't afford to lose a lot of more advertisers. We need more, and they can't afford to lose a lot of subscribers, because look at the size of the paper. They need every reader they can get.
They do, and everybody that is looking to sell anything needs to advertise with you guys. That's the bottom line.
Wow. I cannot disagree with that.
You know, no flaps on Frank Opinion.
That's right. No flaps. Thank you, Claire.
Thanks, babe. Take care, guys.
You too, babe.
We
heard.
What have I told you about me?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know.
You're a chick magnet?
Yes, and I don't know why. I've tried to analyze it.
Yeah.
She didn't even probably intend to say that. Thanks, babe. Just came out. I don't know what it is.
It's all the talk about flaps.
I've looked in the mirror. I've looked in the mirror. I don't see it. I don't see it. But apparently...
But you're a modest man.
Well, the women do. And thank you, ladies. Now, let's go to talk to John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
Why are you laughing?
Well, because you have a couple of different ways of answering the phone, and I don't know how to interpret the one you just did. I've heard it before, and it's hard to describe. Hello, Frank. It's I don't know what that means.
First of all, it didn't sound anything like that.
Yes, it did.
It sounded just like that.
It did.
And I was wondering what you were thinking.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm texting right now from up in my office. My sales manager, I just had a phone call on my cell phone, because I give my customers cell phone number. Call me crazy. So I've got to give a gentleman a phone call back, and he's buying a Sonic for his son.
That's good for him.
And so I was over a little way from the telephone, multitasking, just selling cars.
What does any of this have
American
to do?
Come too. That's what we're doing.
It was
but
a
what
distracted
does this have to
hello.
Do with the tone? It's a Don Meadows Dixon kind of tone. Hello,
let's try
Frank.
It again. Let's try it again.
Okay, let's check in with John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
That's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Focused.
There's focus there.
I'm coachable, right?
Do you know that this past weekend, I was with a very, very good friend named Bob McKay. Bob McKay lives in Litchfield, Illinois, and he retired like 12 years ago. McKay Auto Parts, they're like 14, 18, I don't know how many there are, but he was an advertiser for 9 years till he retired. And I'm not making this up. He said to me over the weekend, he said, you know who, he says, I'd like to meet. He says, this may be a little awkward because I'm not in the market to buy anything. He said, but do you think that it would be possible for me to meet John Londoff?
Oh.
He just said he sounds like such a nice guy. I would just love sometime to have the opportunity to meet him. And I said, no way. I said, he hates people. He hates people who aren't in the market. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So one day, if I know he's coming to town, I'm going to call you and go, hey, let's have lunch with Mr. McKay. Isn't that nice, though, that he just said
nice.
He hears you, he thinks you'd be a nice guy to just meet, and that's what he'd like to do one day.
What did you tell him?
I said it'll absolutely happen. I said he'd love to meet you, too.
I do. I would.
And you don't to be in the market for anything. He'd love to meet
just
you.
Just play around a credit card roulette at lunch.
Let's pull the credit card roulette thing off.
Frank's buying this time, okay?
Okay. So how has the day gone so far?
You know, it's the end of the month.
That's right.
Hard to believe that Friday is June the 1st. I mean, where does the time go? I don't know, but before we get to Friday, we still have all night tonight, all day tomorrow, to close out a great month of May, some unbelievable savings, still have some great incentives from General Motors for Memorial Day that go through tomorrow night. And we've been busy, very, very, very busy, selling a lot of new cars, a lot of new trucks, and a lot of pre-owned vehicles with the certified rates at 1.9%. Yeah, I hate to be a numbers dropper, but...
Well, you are.
And I am. I learned that from you.
You did?
No, but I just thought I'd say it.
That sure was funny.
You know? So Dan, can we talk about you need a little service work? And he calls up and just
sure.
A little flustered, a little after 2 o'clock. He's going on the air in about an hour. He goes, I'm afraid to drive the car. I think that, you know, we need to tow it, but, you know, I don't want to go back home and then come back.
Well, because Dan knew he'd be fired. If he gets here after 3 o'clock, he's fired.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Yeah. He was totally committed to coming in and doing it and performing an unbelievable job that he does.
You got that right.
Wow.
And what did we do? We sent a tow truck to pick up the vehicle because we don't want to drive it any longer.
That's right. The guy from Ferguson was just here.
Great guy.
He was. He was a very nice guy.
We've done business with them for probably literally 40 years. Ferguson Towing Service.
Wow. Sounds like that's going to work out.
Great folks. And then, you know, we have to throw kudos out to Enterprise. They did come out and drop a vehicle. Did they get a vehicle out to you yet?
4 o'clock they're coming out. I told them they have to come out during a news break.
Yeah.
Let me know if you need more help with that. We'll call.
Dan did the old, I have to do it at 4 because I'm on the radio.
I'm a celebrity.
Yeah, he pulled the celebrity deal.
Yeah.
I'm on the radio.
I have a show.
Do you know who I am?
You know what they said when I was messaging and talking to the Enterprise? They were like, does Frank Opinion work for Dan, or does Dan work for Frank Opinion, or how does that work?
No, they didn't. Did they say that?
I'm sure that you gave me the impression that it was your show and I work for you. That's okay. I'm okay with that.
I didn't even... I just talked to the guy.
Listen to him stuttering.
Yeah.
I'm totally making that up.
Yeah. Oh.
Just having fun.
What are we selling?
We're selling everything. Everything's for sale.
Everything?
Everything is for sale. Chevy Cruises, only $15,800. Malibu, only $17,300. Silverado pickup trucks, you better sit down. They're only $15,900. Wow. Up to $10,000 off on Silverado Extended Cab, Crew Cabs, Suburbans, and Tahoes. Crazy time. Great interest rates. The finance companies are fighting over your business. The consumers of the St. Louis metro area, a lot of people will say, you know what? I've had some problems with my credit. Everybody has. Don't just come in. We have our services available. Blah, 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 blah. We have a lot of different. We have 5 finance people here to help all of our customers. I can't help it. I get excited. I really do. I love what I do, and getting to meet a lot of great people.
Let me ask you a question. This is not. I know this is not a high volume model for Chevy, but. And it's a serious question. How many Corvettes a year will you sell?
Hi, Dave.
You call me Babe?
No.
Hi, Dave.
He's talking to somebody else.
It's David Moore.
Oh. How many Corvettes will you sell in a year?
David Moore, how many Corvettes do you think we sell a year?
20.
Well, that's not very many.
20 to 30.
20 to 30. Dave, is that your name?
Yes, sir.
Dave Moore.
Dave, how are you?
Very well. How are you?
Are you happy with that number, 20 to 30? Would you like to sell more Corvettes?
I would like to sell more.
Well,
the only way we could sell more is if we get more out of our friends at General Motors, out of the unbelievable plant at Bowling Green. Have you ever toured the plant?
No.
Bowling Green?
No. I wish they were still made here, like they used to be.
Yeah, that's not that far of a drive.
No, I know, but I was real proud when Corvettes were all made in St. Louis. Do you know that, Tina? All Corvettes at one time were made in St. Louis.
Bowling Green is only like
that's not the point. All Corvettes used to be made in St. Louis.
Oh, they were made here since...
I was real proud of that.
Wasn't that down on Goodfellow where it was?
Natural Bridge.
Yeah.
Grand, I think. Yeah. Yeah, I should know. I've been there 100 times as a kid. Used to love going through the Corvette plant. I mean... It's like a little toy, so I get all choked up.
Boy.
You're having some problems today.
I can't believe it. I started talking about the Corvette plant, I get choked up because it was like a little toy factory. You know? And
a lot of times people get a lump in their throats or something when they're nervous, and this is probably making you nervous because in the back of your mind, you know that you'd sell more if I were tooling around in one.
That'd be one less you'd sell because you'd be driving it.
It would not be one less you'd sell because you would sell it as the car driven by Frank O'Pinion.
Drive one with the top down.
Be quiet, Tina. Probably bring with your top down?
Yep.
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay. Fine. I'm for you having one.
Tina, I guess we'll see you tomorrow, too.
Okay, thanks, Johnny.
I guess we need a... Is Dave still in there?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Dave? Didn't mean to leave you out of the conversation.
Dave, it happens to me all the time.
Dave, how long have you worked there?
3 years.
3 years. Do you know the phone number there?
I sure do.
What is it?
837-1800.
He knows it. Yeah, he knows it.
What's the area code?
That would have been embarrassing and awkward if he hadn't known that. Oh, he knows the area code. That's obvious.
314.
See? There you
That's
go.
That's right. Yeah. 837-1800 or 24/7/365 at lawndoff.com.
Well, David, it was nice talking to you.
You too.
And keep the pressure on the Sillmore Corvettes. And, John, I guess we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
All right. Have a great rest of the evening.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
He got kind of... He choked, and then he blew.
I think he drank something. It sounded like
he's drinking something.
Like water or something. And
no,
he went down the wrong pipe.
No, that's not what you meant at all. You think he drank something, you think he's drinking at work.
Yep.
Like in Mad Men, and back in the 60s, everybody had a. And you know what? I don't know. Maybe he has a bar in his office. He has every right, I guess, to have
a lot of managers do.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah. One of those glass canisters. Isn't that how they always have it on TV?
Yeah, they always have a
decanter. Who pours those in, though?
Exactly.
They drop a couple cubes into a crystal glass.
With tongs.
Yeah.
Like anybody does that. And she's right. Scotch and bourbon, it's all in a crystal decanter.
Yeah.
It's never out of a bottle. And maybe he's got a setup like that. I don't know. I've never partaken, I guess would be the word, in that. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll be happy to take some more calls. Bill Cleveland will be here later. Oh, Dr. Doug will also be here. And Wednesday is sort of our loose day. We have a little more time to talk. Let me do this business, and then we'll... break and come back. Thompson Price had a service call made to my house today for satellite service TV, and the guy actually commented about the master bathroom and the kitchen, and I said, well, that kitchen was done 18 years ago. He said, what? And I said, yeah.
And looks brand new, doesn't it?
Well, you know what? I'm sure to him.
Even the appliances.
Well, the appliances are brand new because my wife never... You know that last night she found... I'm going to deviate a little bit from the Thompson Price thing. Last night I get home and I smell something...
Like
it's cooking?
Yeah.
She discovered a pizza place out in West County where, get this, you go in... You know what I'm talking about?
They're not cooked.
Right.
It's the dough, fresh dough with fresh ingredients. You come home and put it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like she's
like
cooking. Yeah.
Ooh. One step at a time.
And
maybe.
I might add, it's a great pizza. It's as good a pizza as I've ever had. And I walk in, and I thought she was heating a frozen pizza. No. Oh, no. She said, not frozen. Well, I knew she didn't knock dough out.
No.
So the appliances have actually... To say that they've never been used now is a lie. They've been used to heat up something other people put together. But he commented on the kitchen. And if he had said, you know, who did that kitchen? We're thinking about having one. I would have proudly said Thompson Price did that, and that was 18 years ago. That's what visionaries, the people at Thompson Price, are, that they can do a kitchen and know that they're going to do it in such a way that in 3, 4 years, 5 years, it's not going to look outdated. It's like they can see ahead. What's going to stand the test of time, and what's going to look old and outdated pretty quickly? And that's what they want to stay away from. If you are even thinking about a kitchen, bathroom, home entertainment room, remodeling it and doing it right, go to this website, thompsonprice.com.
With a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Hey, thanks, Tina. Southbound 270 already running stop-and-go in pockets between 40 and Doherty Ferry. We're looking at westbound 5570 slowing from about Tudor to the Poplar Street Bridge. And eastbound 40, that's heavy now Union Station up to the Poplar. And this traffic report brought to you by the makers of Centrum, with quality ingredients backed by 30 years of science, so you know you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Goodman. I'd like to welcome to the KTRS family John Carney, weekdays from 9 to midnight on the Big 550 KTRS, beginning this Monday.
Hey, thanks, John Goodman. Join me starting Monday night at 9 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's John Carney, weeknights from 9 till midnight, beginning this Monday on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Men are so hard to shop for.
Women are so hard to shop for.
I mean, what do you buy a man? A tie?
You can't buy women clothes, and flowers get old after a while.
That's why I'm glad I discovered GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
GourmetGiftBaskets.com is perfect. They'll even give you a free gift-giving guide.
They have hundreds of gift basket ideas. Something perfect for every man.
Perfect for every woman.
Golfers, beer drinkers, baseball fans.
Chocolate lovers, wine connoisseurs.
Fishermen, sports fanatics.
Coffee lovers. Spa lovers, health nuts, gardeners.
Perfect man gifts.
Perfect woman gifts.
Perfect for every occasion.
Perfect for every budget. And these are gourmet gift baskets.
Even Oprah gave them away on Dr. Phil's 1000th show.
And if you're a last-minute shopper like me, no problem.
Your gourmet gift basket can arrive the same day.
Now women are easy to shop for.
Now men are easy to shop for.
Just go to GourmetGiftBaskets.com and check out all the amazing gifts you can give.
They'll even give you a free gift-giving guide.
That's GourmetGiftBaskets.com.
Gourmet GiftBaskets.com.
It's been ages since my dad and I had a heart-to-heart, but we did last weekend. He asked if I had life insurance. Can't afford it, I said. He put a hand on my shoulder. The way things are today, you can't afford not to have it. What would Linda and the kids live on if something happened to you? Then he told me how SelectQuote impartially shops for your best rate from several competitively priced term life companies. Well, I gave them a call, and wow. I'm 41 and in great health. SelectQuote found me a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month.
For your free quote, call 1-800-800-4023. That's 1-800-800-4023. 1-800-800-4023. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-300-8260 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-300-8260. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-300-8260. That's 1-800-300-8260.
Go
oh, 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 O'Reilly.
42 winners, 42 days. Play to win the O'Reilly Auto Parts Summer Gas Giveaway. Starting May 30th and every day through July 10th, O'Reilly Auto Parts will be giving one lucky winner free gas for an entire year. Play every day to win at O'Reilly Auto Parts. No purchase necessary. See O'ReillyAuto.com for official rules and details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, where am I going to stay?
When a disaster strikes, the worry runs circles in your head.
What do I do now?
Pause, breathe in, and call ASAP Contracting and Roofing now. 314-381-3300 in Missouri, 618-281-8675 in Illinois.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Sliced pepper tenderloin with rosemary potatoes. Just $7.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Sliced pepper tenderloin with rosemary potatoes. Just $7.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
Dunn Road at Graham and 270. Online at iacovellis.com.
All right, here we go. Light these phones up. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free. 888-550-KTRS. I have a suggestion. For all of you who leave a message for people who call, you know, if you call somebody and they're not there, you normally hear, "I'm sorry, I'm not here right now, but if you leave your name," and they overdo it. "Sorry, I can't come to the phone right now. I'm either tied up or on another line." Yeah. And they give you the whole a list of possibilities of what they could be doing. But if you leave your name, your number, the time that you called, and the reason for, well, by now, I'm hanging up. I don't have time to wait for all this. So here's what you also should avoid, because this happened to me today. When you leave a message like this, "Hey, not here right now," and there's a little pause, or "Hello, I'm sorry." Have you ever talked to
the answering? Yeah, that's my friend.
Because you think it's the person saying,
"Hello."
Yeah.
And you're like, "Hi."
And I called somebody today, and here's the way they answered. They went, "Hey." And I said, "Hey, how you doing? I'm sorry I'm not here." And then they realized that they're not there. So don't start your recording with "Hello" or "Hi." Just start it with "Sorry I'm not here" or "I'm not here right..." Because the other person feels like an idiot when they're talking to a recording. Off to the phones we go. Chris is right here. Hello, Chris.
Hi, I just wanted to say how much I enjoy your show.
Well, I enjoy you, okay?
On AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And it's my birthday today, so I just thought I'd call and say I'm AM and the PM.
Well, Chris, how old are you today?
I'm 54.
My favorite age.
Yeah.
Do you subscribe to the magazine 54 I Want More? Do you get that magazine?
No, I don't.
Well, I did.
Well, she just turned 54 today, so
she'll probably start receiving it now.
Yeah.
There's a great article in the current issue of 54 I Want More magazine about how when women turn 54, their sex drive goes through the ceiling.
Whoa.
And it hits at 54.
Has it hit yet?
No, I don't think so. I have to get that.
When did you actually... Is today your birthday?
Yes.
What time... Do you know what time of day you were born?
I think in the morning.
It could kick in any time.
Okay, well, you know what? My husband's out of town, so I hope it waits a while.
Well, this brings me to my new service that I have that I offer at no charge.
When
this happens to a woman and her husband's not there, you want someone you can trust, someone discreet, someone who will appreciate you and be quiet. That would be me and my service. So if you need that, please let me know.
Okay, I will.
Okay,
thank you.
Well, happy birthday, Chris.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All
right.
She's actually thinking about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
I promise you she's thinking about it. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Frank. I just wanted to tell you about my son's little thing he put on his answering machine.
I'd love to hear it.
He said, hello? Hello?
Oh, I just yeah, I heard some of
those. Yeah, too. This is real funny.
Yeah,
hello?
funny for about a second. Oh, my goodness.
It goes on for about a minute. It's good.
That works about one time with everybody, and then they're just going to hang up. That's a good one. Thank you, Larry.
Okay, bye.
Here's Barbara. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am excellent. I don't get to hear your show very often, so when I get out and about out of the office, I love it when you're talking about a topic that I was just discussing this morning with some colleagues.
And is that the answering messages?
The answering machine. How many people do you know? And I understand when they first hit the market.
Yes.
For the popular market, I understand that people weren't quite used to recording those outgoing messages. But even now, when I call some people, I get, hello, this is the Smith
residence. Yes. We're not
like
here.
We're reading it out of the manual that they got 20 years ago.
Well, here's the other thing. I still hear every once in a while people go, so please leave your name at the sound of the beep. Like, yeah. We don't know. We don't know to wait for that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
If you call me, my outgoing messages, you know the drill.
Well, there some older people, if you call them, when you said reading it, seriously, there are manuals that come with
them,
and they give you an example of how to leave a message, and you can tell they're reading it. Peon just gave me the signal. I'm out of time, but Barbara, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Hey, great show. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you very much. All right, I just got the sign. Matheny Heating and Cooling. I talked to Tom Matheny this morning. Everything is wonderful at Matheny Heating and Cooling, and you know who he has, and I have to thank for that? You people who took the time to call Matheny Heating and Cooling to come out. Now, we're in a little reprieve here. We're getting some, in fact, what, Friday, upper 60s and then 70s on Saturday? Not good if you're Matheny Heating and Cooling. You're not happy about this. You want that sweltering, horrible heat, or you want it to be real cold. But the smart people are the ones who don't wait for the crisis, don't wait until they're miserable and can't sleep or can't sit around the dinner table or even watch TV because they're so hot. You take care of that business now. And Matheny Heating and Cooling would love to take care of you. It doesn't matter what brand, what make, what model, what type, how old, how new, big, small, commercial, residential, St. Louis, St. Charles counties. This is your company, Matheny Heating and Cooling, 314-727-9000, Matheny. 4 o'clock, Big 550.